James Crumley, father of the Oxford High School shooter, he's been found guilty of four counts of involuntary manslaughter. The case has sparked crucial conversations about gun accessibility and parental responsibility as emotions ran high during the trial. Let's delve into the significance of this verdict, its implications, and what it means for the future by checking in with attorney Todd Flood, managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, welcome back to JR Morning.
Thanks for having me, Lloyd.
Really not a surprise outcome to this case, was it?
No, I don't think so. I think we talked about it several occasions. I just think that gross negligence was demonstrated by the government, by Karen McDonald's team. I think they walked through what, you know, a reasonable person would do and what ordinary care is and what was foreseeable, what wasn't foreseeable. And by definition, the jury came back with a guilty verdict because the facts eked out, played to the law that it was violated. It was foreseeable. I mean, when you look at all these facts and just mount them up on top of each other, no, I don't think it was a surprise.
In this case, there were differences. I mean, he didn't take the stand. They tried to take a little different approach, but it's the same result. And Karen McDonald called these egregious set of facts.
Well, Jamie, I think he not taking the stand, he didn't necessarily need to take the stand to some extent because he's got two videos out there. He's got the 911 call, and the videos he's kind of humanized, right? Because in one video he says, "I love you, I love you, I love you," and the mother's kind of walking out. And he's crying, bawling, and then this another video. How can we help? The mother wants to. Do we need to get a lawyer? And he's trying to, what can we do, actually participating. And the 911 call, there's been arguments in the Flood household, but at the end of the day, he goes home and looks for the gun. So that shows an act of foreseeability that, there's some statements in that 911 call that can rub the other way. The strategy, I don't think he needed to take the stand. I think he actually would not pass through necessarily cross-examination, but that'll be second-guessing time between him and his lawyer, I think, for here into eternity. So the strategies, I also think this defense attorney did an excellent job with what she had. I mean, she could have used maybe more demonstrative pieces of evidence, but she did a great job. She should hold her head high, but the facts were just overwhelming.
You know, and at the end of the day, we were seeking, I think, as a society, accountability. Certainly the community of Oxford was. But what's changed? What's different today? Are our kids any safer when they go to school as a result of these convictions? Are parents going to be held to a higher standard, do you think? Or was the standard of ordinary care always there that we just didn't seem to enforce it very often?
Yeah, that's the best question I've been asked in like a long, long time about this whole thing, even with regards to Jennifer Crumley. What's changed? Nothing's changed. Are we more vigilant? Are we more caring as parents? I think, everything starts in the home. Everything starts at home. Teachers and parents need to work as a village together all the time. It's not us versus them. It's a collaborative measure. Ordinary care has always been ordinary care. There's nothing different. We've charged cases all the time with people violating ordinary care.
This didn't change the standard of ordinary care, did it?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. So I just think it's, we live in a society where I really don't think this is a slippery slope. I really don't. I just think facts, when they're so egregious, and here, think that piece we talked about before where Karen McDonald took 10 seconds to put a lock on a gun. It was so powerful. That's all you had to do, right? It would have made it so he did something at least to prevent this from happening.
Todd, I know the two will be sentenced on April 9th. There are sentencing guidelines. The emotional toll on the victims' families during this trial, really palpable. I know there are going to be victim impact statements. How big will that play in the sentencing of these two?
Oh, I think very significant. I think very significant. You know, the guidelines in this case, Michigan has guidelines. They're advisory. I think the guidelines we calculated somewhere around 58 months at the top end. Mm-hmm. So he is facing up to 15 years. So in truth in sentencing in Michigan, everyone should know you can only get like two-thirds would be the bottom line. So the most he could get would be 10 to 15. But the judge would have to go over guidelines. And when you ask, you know, Lloyd, what impact the statements will have on the court, I think it will be significant for the judge to go over those guidelines. Even though they're advisory, you have four homicides here. You have four deaths. Can't be consecutive sentencing. They're going to be concurrent. But it would, I think, compel a court to go over that and get to that place. Judge Matthews, I've known her for a long time. She suffers no fool, and she is going to be compassionate on all sides. And you know, as far as sentencing goes, I think you would want it. Every defense attorney and prosecutor would say, "You have Judge Matthews, good." That's great, because now we know we have a fair and honest judge. So I think that would that'll go into the impact of how she sentences them, both of them, with regards to the victim statements.
Todd, Madison Baldwin's mom said we need to start focusing on the school and its failures, things they don't want to admit to. That's their next step. Just 30 seconds left.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Well, I will tell you this. Hopkins changed his testimony multiple times. You have a county or city that has guns in the high school as far as shooting clubs. I have a hard time with his statements, and I think accountability on that part of the spectrum is also needed.
All right. Todd Flood is the managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, good to talk with you again. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. I'm going to call you guys the Three Amigos. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. Listen, the one thing that should change, what we heard from one of those counselors was, well, I didn't have reasonable suspicion to search that bag, even after hearing about the ammo and seeing the drawings. That standard must change. Every school should reexamine that and search when there's even a hint.
We'll be right back.